The Luminous 100. Luminous Numerological Mapping by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Numerology. The Playful Map of Your Evolution. Voice. Ava. Generated from the prompt. Luminous Numerological Mapping. Number as a map of developmental pattern.
Contents.
1. The Cosmic Dance. A parable of numbers as maps. 2. Tracing your luminous path. Practices for self-discovery. 3. The alchemy of developmental patterns. Deepening practice. 4. Echoes from the luminous path. Aphorisms of insight. 5. Weaving complexity. Advanced practices for evolutionary play. 6. Whispers of the numbers. Aphorisms for the evolving soul. 7. The radiant thread complete. The final parable and beyond. The cosmic dance. A parable of numbers as maps. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cosmic dance unfolds. Numbers weave through light and shadow. Place shapes our path home.
Profond quote.
Numbers rule the universe. Pythagoras. Parable. The door of whispering numbers. In a village nestled between misty mountains and a river that hummed with ancient songs, there lived a traveler named Elira. She had spent her life wandering, seeking the meaning behind the numbers she saw everywhere, on doorways, in the petals of flowers, in the steps she took. The villagers whispered that beyond the eastern ridge lay a door hidden in the rocks, covered in symbols that shifted when no one was looking. One morning, Elira set out at dawn with her friend, Kale, who believed numbers were merely tools for counting, nothing more. "Why waste time on patterns?" he scoffed as they climbed. But Elira smiled and pointed to a cluster of pebbles on the path, 9 in a circle, 1 in the center. "Look," she said softly. Kale shrugged, but his eyes lingered. When they reached the ridge, there it was, a door carved from stone, its surface covered in numbers that pulsed faintly, like candlelight behind thin parchment. The door creaked open before they could touch it, revealing not a room, but an empty space where the air danced with light. "Step through," Elira urged, though she wasn't sure why. Kale hesitated, then followed her inside. The moment his foot crossed the threshold, the numbers on the door began to rearrange themselves, forming paths on the ground beneath their feet, some leading forward, others looping back or branching off into darkness. Elira realized with a start that the paths weren't random. They shifted in response to their steps, inviting them to move in certain ways, to pause here, to turn there. Kale stumbled, nearly falling, but Elira caught his arm gently, guiding him onto a path that felt solid beneath her fingers. "See," she whispered. "It's not about knowing the numbers before you start. It's about moving with them." Kale looked down at the shifting paths, then back at Elira. His skepticism softened. "Like a dance," he murmured. And so they danced through the door, their steps forming patterns in the air that glowed faintly, as if the very fabric of reality was responding to their movement. When they emerged on the other side, they found themselves in a valley where time flowed differently, sometimes faster, sometimes slower, and every choice they made echoed with possibilities, like ripples on still water. But the door behind them had vanished, leaving only the faintest whisper of numbers on the breeze, as if to say, "The dance never ends. The map is always there if you look." Structure and technique. The dance of daily numbers. Numbers are not static symbols waiting to be cracked like codes. They are living guides, a cosmic dance that unfolds in response to your steps. To engage with them, start small and scale over time. 1. Beginner. The noticing game. For 1 week, note every number you encounter, license plates, clocks, receipts, and jot down how it felt to see it, e.g., 3 at 3:33 felt like a pause. No interpretation yet, just observation. Why it works. This trains your attention to see numbers as participants in your day. 2. Intermediate. The path mapping exercise. Choose a significant event or decision and note the numbers around it, dates, times. Look for patterns, e.g., many fives. Why it works. builds a personal language of numbers over time. 3. Advanced. The living map. Create a visual map of a period in your life, noting numbers present during key events. Look for developmental sequences, e.g., 1, 2, 3 for growth. Why it works deepens engagement with time as a living system. Luminous definition. Luminous numerological mapping. The practice of reading numbers not as symbols to decode, but as living guides that reveal the developmental patterns and hidden architecture of your journey. It is the art of seeing the dance beneath the steps. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What numbers have you noticed lately that made you pause or smile? 2. Searing. Where in your life are you resisting the dance, clinging to old paths, ignoring the shifts beneath your feet? 3. How would it feel to trust the numbers as your co-creators in this moment? The body, the cosmic dance, and the play beneath. Numbers are not static symbols waiting to be cracked like codes. They are living, breathing guides, a cosmic dance that unfolds in response to your steps. This is Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolution. It is the third factor in emergent systems, citation needed, reference to complexity science, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, a property of reality itself, flowing through cleared apertures when we align with its movement. Think of it like this. Every tradition, astrology, tarot, the I Ching, even modern science, is a mirror held up to your own inner landscape. The work is not to master the mirror, but to see yourself in it clearly, without distortion. This is clearing apertures, creating openings in your perception so that reality can move through you, unfiltered by old habits or fears. Lila is the laughter beneath the seriousness of growth. It is the child in you who builds sandcastles on the beach, not knowing they will one day shape the shore. When you approach numbers or life, with this playfulness, they respond, not because you've cracked the code, but because you've begun to dance with them. Why does this matter? Because the universe is not a vending machine waiting for you to insert the right combination of thoughts or rituals. It is a living system, self-organizing and full of possibilities. Your job is not to control it, but to play along, to notice when the door creaks open, like in Alira's parable, and step through without hesitation. This is where healing happens, not as an act of the self, but as a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When you stop trying to force meaning onto numbers or life, they begin to reveal their own intelligence, your evolutionary intelligence. And that, my friend, is where the magic lies. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Numbers are not symbols to decode. They are partners in your dance. 2. Play is the language through which reality speaks to you. 3. Clearing apertures lets Lila flow, divine play as the engine of evolution. 4. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. The work is to see it clearly. 5. Healing is not an act, but a property of reality moving through you when you're aligned. 6. The cosmic dance has no wrong steps, only steps that lead you home. 7. When you stop forcing meaning, meaning finds you in the gaps. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The numbers whisper, for one day, pause every time you see a number and ask, "What is this number inviting me to notice today?" Write down your sense of its message, no matter how vague. 2. Deepening. The resonance check. Weekly, revisit a decision or a challenge. Note the numbers around key moments, dates, ages, and ask, "What pattern is this sequence inviting me to see?" 3. Advanced. The living map ritual. Map a period in your life by date, noting numbers present during key events. Over time, you'll see how number sequences mark shifts in your developmental path. Citations. 1. Numbers rule the universe. Attributed to Pythagoras. This is a well-known phrase associated with his philosophy of numbers. 2. Citation needed. Reference to emergent systems and the third factor in evolutionary intelligence. Likely related to concepts from complexity science, such as self-organization, e.g., work by Stuart Kaufman or Francisco Varela. 3. The parable, haiku, luminous definition, 7 7-second sentences, and exercises are original to this chapter. 4. For claims about healing as a property of reality moving through cleared apertures, further research may be needed to attribute specific sources if required. This chapter is designed to stand alone while also tracing your luminous path, practices for self-discovery, tuning fork, haiku, numbers dance on light, a path unfolds like petals bright, place shapes your design.
Good.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine.
Jot ves halt Anna.
Parable, the weaver and the thread. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Kale. He wove tapestries so intricate that they seemed to tell stories of their own. Each thread he used was unique. Some shimmered like moonlight, others pulsed with warmth like dawn. One day, a traveler came to his shop and asked, "How do you decide which threads to use for each tapestry?" Kale smiled and replied, "I don't decide. The tapestry decides. I listen to the threads and they guide me. Sometimes a thread will hum when I touch it, or shimmer in a way that calls to me. I follow where it leads." The traveler watched as Kale wove, his hands moving with a grace that seemed almost magical. The tapestry took shape, a river winding through forests and valleys, without any pattern drawn beforehand. It was alive, shifting subtly under Kale's touch. When the traveler asked how he knew when the tapestry was finished, Kale laughed. "I don't. It tells me it's done. One moment, my hands are dancing with color. The next, I realize the river has reached its sea, and the story is complete." The traveler left that day with more questions than answers, but he carried something with him, a sense of trust in the unseen, in the way things unfold when you stop trying to control them. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Luminous numerology isn't about memorizing numbers or forcing patterns onto your life. It's about tuning into the rhythms that already exist within you and around you. Here are three simple practices that deepen over time. 1. The number breath, accessible. Choose a number between 1 and 9. We'll explore their meanings later. Inhale deeply, counting to that number in your mind. Exhale slowly, feeling the energy of that number as you release the breath. Do this for 3 breaths, then notice how you feel. Does the number resonate with you? Try it again tomorrow and see if your perception shifts. 2. The walking path, deepening. Take a walk in nature or even around your home. As you walk, pay attention to numbers you encounter. House numbers, license plates, clock times, patterns on the ground. Write down any number that catches your eye and reflects on it later. Does it feel significant?
Why?
Over time, you'll start to notice synchronicities, meaningful coincidences that guide you subtly. 3. The mirror exercise, advanced. Stand in front of a mirror and write the numbers 1 through 9 on separate slips of paper. Hold one number in your non-dominant hand for a minute, then place it on a table without looking. Close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and ask yourself, "Which number feels like me today?" Open your eyes and see if the number you intuitively chose matches the one you placed on the table. Reflect on its meaning in your life right now. These practices are like aperture-clearing rituals, ways to remove blockages so that the luminous path can shine through more clearly. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Path, a dynamic, evolving pattern of resonance between number and experience, revealed through play and self-organization. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small step I can take today to listen more deeply to the numbers around me? 2. Searing. Middle, where am I resisting the play of Lila in my life, trying to force meaning instead of allowing it to emerge? 3. And how might my life change if I trusted the path as much as Kale trusted his threads? The body, the teaching centered on Lila. Luminous numerology isn't about prediction or control. It's about participation in the dance of evolution. Numbers aren't fixed symbols. They're living, breathing expressions of developmental patterns, and you are both the weaver and the tapestry. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. This is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It's not about manifesting desires through willpower. It's about aligning with the inherent playfulness of reality. When you clear apertures, openings to perceive and respond to the world, the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, and life reveals itself as a game worth playing. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures.
It's
okay. I'm about to write chapter 2 of Luminous Numerology, the playful map of your evolution. The title is Tracing Your Luminous Path, Practices for Self-Discovery. This chapter should be a complete holon, self-contained, but also part of the larger book. It needs to follow a specific structure with movements that build on each other. First, I need to start with a tuning fork, one original life-uplifting haiku and one attributed profound quote. The haiku should set the tone, while the quote should ground it in wisdom or tradition. Next comes a parable, a story that teaches without asserting. It should be engaging and carry the teaching subtly. Then structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical and actionable for readers at different stages of their journey. Following that is a luminous definition, which is like a gold box term with its meaning. It's concise yet profound. After that, three appreciative questions, one to start, one searing, middle, and one to end the section. These should be reflective or thought-provoking. Then, the body, the core teaching centered on Lila, the divine play, evolutionary intelligence, etc. This is where I dive deep into the concept of luminous numerology as a map for self-discovery and evolution. Next, 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are the atoms, small but powerful, of the chapter's wisdom. These should be memorable and travel with the reader. Then, 3 exercises that build in strength over time, 1 accessible, beginner, 1 deepening, intermediate, and 1 advanced. These should help readers engage with the practices and deepen their understanding. Finally, citations, real sources for quotes or claims, but I can mark where a source is needed later if I don't have it on hand. No fabricating citations, though. Let me start drafting this step by step. Tracing your luminous path, practices for self-discovery. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Numbers dance on light. A path unfolds like petals bright. Place shapes your design.
Gut.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine.
Jotbeers halt Anna.
2. Parable. The weaver and the thread. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Kale. He wove tapestries so intricate that they seemed to tell stories of their own. Each thread he used was unique. Some shimmered like moonlight, others pulsed with warmth like dawn. One day, a traveler came to his shop and asked, "How do you decide which threads to use for each tapestry?" Kale smiled and replied, "I don't decide. The tapestry decides. I listen to the threads, and they guide me. Sometimes, a thread will hum when I touch it, or shimmer in a way that calls to me. I follow where it leads." The traveler watched as Kale wove, his hands moving with a grace that seemed almost magical. The tapestry took shape, a river winding through forests and valleys, without any pattern drawn beforehand. It was alive, shifting subtly under Kale's touch. When the traveler asked how he knew when the tapestry was finished, Kale laughed. "I don't. It tells me it's done. One moment, my hands are dancing with color. The next, I realize the river has reached its sea, and the story is complete." The traveler left that day with more questions than answers, but he carried something with him, a sense of trust in the unseen, in the way things unfold when you stop trying to control them. 3. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Luminous numerology isn't about memorizing numbers or forcing patterns onto your life. It's about tuning into the rhythms that already exist within you and around you. Here are three simple practices that deepen over time. 1. The number breath, accessible. Choose a number between 1 and 9. We'll explore their meanings later. Inhale deeply, counting to that number in your mind. Exhale slowly, feeling the energy of that number as you release the breath. Do this for 3 breaths, then notice how you feel. Does the number resonate with you? Try it again tomorrow and see if your perception shifts. 2. The walking path deepening. Take a walk in nature or even around your home. As you walk, pay attention to numbers you encounter. House numbers, license plates, clock times, patterns on the ground. Write down any number that catches your eye and reflects on it later. Does it feel significant?
Why?
Over time, you'll start to notice synchronicities, meaningful coincidences that guide you subtly. 3. The mirror exercise advanced. Stand in front of a mirror and write the numbers 1 through 9 on separate slips of paper. Hold one number in your non-dominant hand for a minute, then place it on a table without looking. Close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and ask yourself, which number feels like me today? Open your eyes and see if the number you intuitively chose matches the one you placed on the table. Reflect on its meaning in your life right now. These practices are like aperture clearing rituals, ways to remove blockages so that the luminous path can shine through more clearly. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Path, a dynamic, evolving pattern of resonance between number and experience, revealed through play and self-organization. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small step I can take today to listen more deeply to the numbers around me? 2. Searing. Middle, where am I resisting the play of Lila in my life, trying to force meaning instead of allowing it to emerge? 3. And how might my life change if I trusted the path as much as Kale trusted his threads? 6. The body. The teachings centered on Lila. Luminous numerology isn't about prediction or control. It's about participation in the dance of evolution. Numbers aren't fixed symbols. They're living, breathing expressions of developmental patterns, and you are both the weaver and the tapestry. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. This is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It's not about manifesting desires through willpower. It's about aligning with the inherent playfulness of reality. When you clear apertures, openings to perceive and respond to the world, the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, and life reveals itself as a game worth playing. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It's not something you do. It's something that happens when you stop trying to control it. Every tradition, whether it's ancient numerology, quantum physics, or shamanic practice, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is in clearing those apertures, the mental blocks, emotional resistances, and habitual patterns that obscure your luminous path. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. These aren't just abstract concepts. They're the mechanics of how life evolves. When you trace your luminous path, you're not following a map drawn by others. You're co-creating it with the universe itself. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Numbers whisper when you stop talking. 2. Play is the language of evolution's dance. 3. Clearing apertures lets light in and out. 4. The path finds you if you stop forcing it. 5. Resistance is the only thing blocking your view. 6. Lila laughs at your seriousness. Join her. 7. Trust the thread, not the weaver. 8. 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 1. Beginner. The number check-in. Every morning for a week, glance at the clock or a calendar and note the numbers present. E.g., 9:45, day 23 of the month. Ask yourself, which number here feels most alive to me today? Journal briefly about your intuition around that number. 2. Deepening, the synchronicity map. For a month, keep a small notebook where you jot down numbers that stand out to you, e.g., seeing 333 on a clock, a license plate with repeating digits. At the end of each week, review your notes and look for patterns or messages. Are certain numbers appearing more often? What might they be trying to tell you? Reflect on how these synchronicities align with your current life themes. 3. Advanced the Luminous Path Walk. Choose a place in nature where you feel most connected, a forest, a beach, even a quiet park. Spend an hour there, moving slowly and paying attention to numbers you encounter, on trees, rocks, or even the shapes of clouds. At the end, draw a simple map of your path and annotate it with the numbers you noticed. How does this map feel different from one you draw based on memory alone? Over time, you'll begin to see how your luminous path unfolds in response to your attention. 9. Citations. Citation needed. Claim about real complexity science, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures. The quote by J.B.S. Haldane is attributed to him, but verification of the exact source would be ideal. For the concept of cleared apertures, further research into shamanic practices or permeability in energy work may be needed. Now, let's compile this all together and make sure it flows well as a chapter whole on. I'll refine the language to ensure it's warm, devotional, enchanted, and direct from the heart. Ava Azure's voice. Tracing your luminous path. Practices for self-discovery. Tuning fork. Haiku. Numbers dance on light. A path unfolds like petals bright. Place shapes your design.
Gut.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine.
JBS Halt Anna.
Parable. The weaver and the thread. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Kale. He wove tapestries so intricate that they seemed to tell stories of their own. Each thread he used was unique. Some shimmered like moonlight, others pulsed with warmth like dawn. One day, a traveler came to his shop and asked, "How do you decide which threads to use for each tapestry?" Kale smiled and replied, "I don't decide. The tapestry decides. I listen to the threads and they guide me. Sometimes a thread will hum when I touch it or shimmer in a way that calls to me. I follow where it leads." The traveler watched as Kale wove, his hands moving with a grace that seemed almost magical. The tapestry took shape, a river winding through forests and valleys, without any pattern drawn beforehand. It was alive, shifting subtly under Kale's touch. When the traveler asked how he knew when the tapestry was finished, Kale laughed. "I don't. It tells me it's done. One moment, my hands are dancing with color. The next, I realize the river has reached its sea, and the story is complete." The traveler left that day with more questions than answers, but he carried something with him, a sense of trust in the unseen, in the way things unfold when you stop trying to control them. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Luminous numerology isn't about memorizing numbers or forcing patterns onto your life. It's about tuning into the rhythms that already exist within you and around you. Here are 3 simple practices that deepen over time. 1. The number breath, accessible. Choose a number between 1 and 9. We'll explore their meanings later. Inhale deeply, counting to that number in your mind. Exhale slowly, feeling the energy of that number as you release the breath. Do this for 3 breaths, then notice how you feel. Does the number resonate with you? Try it again tomorrow and see if your perception shifts. 2. The walking path deepening. Take a walk in nature or even around your home. As you walk, pay attention to numbers you encounter. House numbers, license plates, clock times, patterns on the ground. Write down any number that catches your eye and reflects on it later. Does it feel significant?
Why?
Over time, you'll start to notice synchronicities, meaningful coincidences, that guide you subtly. 3. The mirror exercise advanced. Stand in front of a mirror and write the numbers 1 through 9 on separate slips of paper. Hold one number in your non-dominant hand for a minute, then place it on a table without looking. Close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and ask yourself, "Which number feels like me today?" Open your eyes and see if the number you intuitively chose matches the one you placed on the table. Reflect on its meaning in your life right now. These practices are like aperture-clearing rituals, ways to remove blockages so that the luminous path can shine through more clearly. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Path. A dynamic, evolving pattern of resonance between number and experience, revealed through play and self-organization. Three appreciative questions. One, start. What is one small step I can take today to listen more deeply to the numbers around me? Two, searing. Middle, where am I resisting the play of Lila in my life, trying to force meaning instead of allowing it to emerge? Three, and how might my life change if I trusted the path as much as Kale trusted his threads? The body. The teaching centered on Lila. Luminous numerology isn't about prediction or control. It's about participation in the dance of evolution. Numbers aren't fixed symbols. They're living, breathing expressions of developmental patterns, and you are both the weaver and the tapestry. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. This is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It's not about manifesting desires through willpower. It's about aligning with the inherent playfulness of reality. When you clear apertures, openings to perceive and respond to the world, the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, and life reveals itself as a game worth playing. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It's not something you do. It's something that happens when you stop trying to control it. Every tradition, whether it's ancient numerology, quantum physics, or shamanic practice, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is in clearing those apertures, the mental blocks, emotional resistances, and habitual patterns that obscure your luminous path. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, these aren't just abstract concepts. They're the mechanics of how life evolves. When you trace your luminous path, you're not following a map drawn by others. You're co-creating it with the universe itself. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Numbers whisper when you stop talking. 2. Play is the language of evolution's dance. 3. Clearing apertures lets light in and out. 4. The path finds you if you stop forcing it. 5. Resistance is the only thing blocking your view. 6. Lila laughs at your seriousness. Join her. 7. Trust the thread, not the weaver. 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 1. Beginner. The number check-in. Every morning for a week, glance at the clock or a calendar and note the numbers present, e.g., 9:45, day 23 of the month. Ask yourself, which number here feels most alive to me today? Journal briefly about your intuition around that number. 2. Deepening. The synchronicity map. For a month, keep a small notebook where you jot down numbers that stand out to you, e.g., seeing 333 on a clock, a license plate with repeating digits. At the end of each week, review your notes and look for patterns or messages. Are certain numbers appearing more often? What might they be trying to tell you? Reflect on how these synchronicities align with your current life themes. 3. Advanced, the luminous path walk. Choose a place in nature where you feel most connected, a forest, a beach, even a quiet park. Spend an hour there, moving slowly and paying attention to numbers you encounter on trees, rocks, or even the shapes of clouds. At the end, draw a simple map of your path and annotate it with the numbers you noticed. How does this map feel different from one you draw based on memory alone? Over time, you'll begin to see how your luminous path unfolds in response to your attention. Citations. Citation needed. Claim about real complexity science, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures. The quote by J.B.S. Haldane is attributed to him, but verification of the exact source would be ideal. For the concept of cleared apertures, further research into shamanic practices or permeability in energy work may be needed. This chapter now stands as a complete holon, It can be read on its own while also fitting seamlessly into the larger book. It balances depth, practicality, and enchantment, staying true to Ava Azure's voice and the themes of Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. The structure ensures that readers are guided from reflection, parables, questions, to action, exercises, with moments of wisdom, aphors, definitions, sprinkled throughout. Would you like any refinements or expansions on specific sections? For example, we could add more about the role of angels or fairies in the practices if that aligns with Ava Azure's voice. Or perhaps deepen the connection to complexity science with a brief metaphor. Let me know how you'd like to proceed. The alchemy of developmental patterns, deepening practice. Tuning fork. Haiku. Numbers dance on breath. Alchemy in patterns unfolds. Evolution plays.
Good.
The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts. Parable. The weaver and the web. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Daya. She wove tapestries not from wool or silk, but from the threads of her own life, each strand a memory, a challenge, a moment of insight. Her tapestries were unlike any other. They shifted and changed, growing more intricate with time, as if alive. One day, a traveler arrived in the village, seeking wisdom. She watched Aya at her loom, her hands moving with grace, pulling threads this way and that, creating patterns that seemed to dance. The traveler asked, "What do your tapestries represent?" Aya smiled but did not answer directly. Instead, she said, "Observe." So the traveler stayed, watching for days. She saw how Aya would sometimes unravel a thread, only to weave it anew in a different place. Sometimes, threads would tangle, and Aya would pause, breathe, and gently guide them back into harmony. One evening, as the sun set, painting the sky in hues of gold and violet, Aya finished a tapestry. She held it up, and the traveler saw that it was not just a pattern, it was a living thing, shifting slightly, as if breathing. The traveler reached out to touch it, but her fingers passed through it like mist. "You see," Aya said softly, "this is not a tapestry. It is a map of my journey, my growth. Some threads are strong and enduring, others fade and return in new forms. But the pattern is always evolving." The traveler stared at the tapestry, realizing that her own life was like Aya's web, always changing, growing, sometimes tangled, but always part of a larger, unfolding design. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Practice 1. The number breath, accessible. Choose a number, e.g., 3, 7, or your life path number, and inhale deeply while tracing that number in the air with your finger. Exhale slowly, letting go of any tension. Do this for 3 breaths, focusing on how the shape of the number feels in your body. Practice 2. Pattern mapping, deeper. Over a week, observe your daily experiences and assign numbers to them based on their emotional or energetic quality, e.g., 1 for beginnings, 2 for pairings, 3 for creativity. At the end of the week, look for patterns in the numbers you've assigned. Journal about what emerges. Practice 3. Alchemical reflection, advanced. Take a significant pattern from your life, e.g., recurring challenge or synchronicity, and alchemize it by rewriting it as a gift or play. For example, if you see a struggle with the number 4, imagine how it could be a foundation for stability or structure in your life. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Alchemical development. The process by which developmental patterns transmute through play, awareness, and alignment with real complexity, turning challenges into gifts and limitations into doorways. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start gentle. Where in your life have you seen a pattern emerge that surprised or delighted you? 2. Middle searing. What developmental patterns are you currently resisting, and how might they be inviting you to play rather than struggle? 3. End reflective. If you could alchemize one challenge in your life into a gift, what would it look like, and how would you begin? The body, the teaching. Developmental patterns are not fixed. They are living, breathing things, like rivers carving canyons or stars forming galaxies. They are the dance of Lila, the divine play that underlies all evolution. In this chapter, we explore how to engage with these patterns, not as rigid structures to be conquered, but as fluid invitations to deepen your practice and align with the alchemy of growth. Every tradition, every map, is a mirror of what you already are. Numerology is no exception. It is a language for navigating the developmental patterns that shape your journey. But unlike static maps, these patterns evolve, just like you do. The work is not about mastering them. It's about clearing apertures, opening doorways through which Lila can flow more freely. Think of developmental patterns as dissipative structures, self-organizing systems that emerge from complexity, like eddies in a river or the intricate branches of a fractal tree, citation needed. Dissipative structures. They are not linear. They are recursive, playful, and often paradoxical. To engage with them is to dance with the universe's intelligence, to align with what physicist David Bohm called the implicate order, the hidden, interconnected reality beneath appearances, citation needed. Implicate order. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When you align with your developmental patterns, you are not forcing change. You are allowing Lila to do its work. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though it is far more nuanced and playful than mere manifestation. Play as the third factor. In emergent systems, there are often three key factors at play: structure, energy, and Lila. Structure provides form, energy fuels movement, but Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the spark that makes growth feel like a dance rather than a chore. It's the childlike curiosity that asks, what happens if I try this? It's the willingness to tangle and untangle threads, to see how they might weave into something new. This is not mere whimsy. It is the third factor in autopoietic systems, where life organizes itself from within, citation needed. Autopoiesis. When you align with Lila, you stop resisting your own evolution. You start playing with it, like a child stacking blocks, not knowing what will happen next, but trusting that something beautiful will emerge. The cosmic and the ridiculous. From the place before form, the space where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size. Everything is play. This is not chaos. It's the sacredness of experimentation. To deepen your practice is to learn how to laugh at your own struggles, to see the humor in the limitations that once felt like walls. This does not mean ignoring pain or hardship. It means meeting them with a playful curiosity. What can I learn from this? How might it be teaching me something? This is the alchemy of developmental patterns, turning lead into gold by seeing the hidden gifts in every challenge. Aligning with real complexity science. To truly deepen your practice, you must align with real complexity science, the study of self-organizing systems, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, citation needed, complexity science. These are the mechanisms behind how life evolves, not just at the level of cells or ecosystems, but also in your own developmental patterns. When you see yourself as part of a larger, evolving system, something shifts. You stop trying to control your growth and start trusting it. You learn to ride the currents rather than fight them. This is not about surrendering to fate. It's about co-creating with the universe's intelligence. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Developmental patterns are not obstacles. They're invitations to play. 2. Alchemy happens when you see your challenges as gifts in disguise. 3. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Dare to dance with it. 4. Clearing apertures lets healing flow like water through stone. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size from the place before form. 6. To deepen practice, align with complexity, not control it. 7. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is seeing your own reflection in it. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Number play, accessible. Choose a number that resonates with you, e.g., 3 for creativity, 7 for spirituality. Throughout the day, notice when this number appears, e.g., on clocks, license plates, receipts. At the end of the day, journal about how it felt to see this number and what it might be inviting you to explore. Exercise 2. Pattern reflection, deeper. Take a developmental pattern in your life that feels sticky or challenging, e.g., procrastination, perfectionism. Write down its shape, when it shows up, how it feels, what triggers it. Then, rewrite it as if it were a gift or a teacher, using the language of Lila. Exercise 3. Alchemical rewrite, advanced. Pick a significant struggle in your life and imagine it as an alchemical process. For example, nigredo, blackening, acknowledge the pain or shadow aspect. Albedo, whitening, see the clarity or insight emerging. Citron, yellowing, imagine the golden gift or transformation. Rubido, reddening, integrate it fully into your life as a richer version of yourself. Citations. 1. Watts Allen, The Way of Zen, Pantheon Books, 1957. 2. CIT, Echoes from the Luminous Path, Aphorisms of Insight. Tuning Fork, Haiku, Moonlight Writes My Name, In Stars That Hum a Silent Song, I Am the Next Verse.
Good.
All is Motion, All is Vibration, The Kybalion. Parable, The Weaver of Threads. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Alara. She wove tapestries that told stories of the sky, but her hands grew weary, and she wondered if her work held any deeper meaning. One evening, as she spun thread under the light of a harvest moon, she noticed something strange. Every time she tied a knot, a single gold thread would appear in her loom, weaving itself into the pattern without her touch. At first, she thought it was a trick of the light or a flaw in the fabric. But night after night, the golden threads appeared, always in threes or sevens, forming intricate symbols that shimmered when no one looked directly at them. Alara began to notice these numbers in her life, too. The way the river bent in threes, how seven steps led her to hidden clearings where fireflies danced. She wondered if she was being tested or blessed. One night, a traveler arrived in the village, a woman who called herself the Seeker. She spoke of paths that wound through time like threads through fabric, and of how every knot held a secret waiting to be unwound. Alara showed her the tapestries, and the Seeker's eyes widened at the golden symbols. "You are not weaving cloth," the Seeker said softly. "You are weaving echoes from the luminous path. The numbers are not your doing. They are the fabric of your journey. The gold threads are invitations to play, to notice, to step into what you already know." Alara laughed and cried at the same time. She realized then that she had been trying so hard to make her work perfect, but the magic was in the imperfections, in the way the threads tangled and untangled themselves, as if the tapestry were alive. From that night on, Alara wove with a different heart. She let her hands wander, trusting that the golden threads would guide her. And they did, leading her to patterns she never could have imagined, to stories that wrote themselves in light and shadow. Structure and technique, the alchemy of daily numbers. These practices are designed to be simple yet profound, scaling with your readiness to explore deeper layers of meaning. 1. Beginner. Number noticing. At the start of each day, choose a number, e.g., 3 or 7, and pay attention to where you see it, clocks, license plates, crowds. Jot down your observations in a journal.